We'll find out tomorrow. It'll be on TV5 at 7 p.m. tomorrow. We'll find out whether or not we won that Service to America Award for our flood coverage.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to have a special program that will be televised. So a couple of other showings of it, one Sunday afternoon also at 5 p.m. I believe that's on Fox 66. We have our fingers crossed. There's a lot of competition, and when it's a nationwide contest, and there are only three finalists. We're proud to be one of them, but we won it last year. Actually, won the top award, but it's just nice to be in the running for it.
Indeed, as we are looking forward to hopefully winning, so we can share it with our listeners. Last year, we shared it because it was with the Sharing Hope Radiothon.
Sharing Hope Radiothon, right?
And with the flood coverage too. We know that we heard from a number of listeners helping us out when it came to having the unfortunate need to report on all the devastation that was done with those dam breaches from a year ago.
In fact, you can see our entry right on our website. The video is there.
Well, that's a good point.
500-year flood. You can see what we submitted. So you can see some of the highlights of some of the coverage we did. We did a lot more than what we could capture in that video, but it's pretty good summary.
If you go to WSW.com and when you scroll down the home page, right below the contest boxes we were just talking about, that's where you're going to find that 500-year flood coverage. So all there available for you.
So that's tomorrow at 7, Dave? Is that what
7 p.m. on TV5. Right.
All right.
The first of several airings, so.
Yeah.
First of three that will occur. And then there's the one I mentioned on Sunday afternoon at 5 on Fox 66, I believe. And then there's one more on TV5 in August. They're going to be showing it again in August, very early August, I believe.
Hmm. Okay.
Well, so, and we'll probably put it up on our website, too. We'll have to see what how big of a file it is or whatever. It's an hour-long program hosted by Tamron Hall. She did a marvelous job last year, and she's back to host it again this year.
Well, we again hope to hear WSW mentioned, and something that listeners can, as I said, take note for their participation as well.
Yeah, we have a couple of other alpha stations nationwide. In addition, they have a corporate category, and alpha is in the corporate competition as well. So one way or the other, alpha has pretty good odds of coming up with something.
Are we competing against our other alpha stations in our category?
Not in our category.
Oh, okay.
The other two radio stations that are in small market. We're in medium market.
Okay.
And then the nationwide one, the big one, it had to do with the day that they did after all of the difficulties that we had last summer. And so they dedicated a day to try to help with some of the healing and people to understand what is going on in the nation after the George Floyd death. And so that's a big national entry we have.
I just wanted to make sure that we weren't going to have to root against ourselves.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, wouldn't want that to get back to corporate, you know.
One was the one we're up against. Someone did a fundraiser, and they raised like $100,000 in a fundraiser. And the other one was a community cleanup, where they got everybody to go out and try to help clean up a community and try to get rid of some blight.
Okay.
So that's...
We wish our fellow finalists well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all winners, we think. One gets the official notification, but we can say everyone's a winner with that kind of effort.